Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, your EPN channel for exclusive interviews with entrepreneurs, small business owners, and some of the world's top executives who are having great success today. We are joined by Eric Kaufhammer, the founder and CEO of Logos Block, a Seattle-based startup created to provide cryptocurrency traders a fully developed trading technology platform that's wired into more than a dozen key crypto trading venues around the world. The goal is to offer users an unsurpassed flow of data that provides traders with the insights they need to fully leverage the inherent volatility in today's global crypto investment market. Kaufhammer is a former data scientist with Microsoft, where he specialized in applying statistical and machine learning techniques to computer and network security. He also served in software engineering and program management roles for Starbucks, Expedia, and Boeing. Prior to his time at Microsoft, Kaufhammer was a quantitative trader and portfolio manager for a hedge fund employing systematic trading models across a variety of markets such as equities, commodities, and currencies. He is a frequent guest speaker at industry events where he discusses a variety of topics, including information security, machine learning, and AI. And he's here today to talk to us more about his new company, Logos Block. Mr. Kaufhammer, thanks for joining us here today on the program.
Thank you, Eric.
Yes, sir. So for starters today, tell us what circumstances led you to create Logos Block and what's the vision behind your company to kick things off here today?
Yeah, well, in early 2017, I was approached by a small team of technologists and crypto enthusiasts who were looking for some advice on how best to start up a cryptocurrency-focused hedge fund. As I looked at the then-emerging crypto trading landscape, I realized there were no tools or infrastructure in place that offered the same sort of standards I was accustomed to seeing in trading other asset classes from the days when I was a quant trader. This really grabbed my attention, and it set into motion a six-month deep dive into the state of the crypto trading universe. I'm a trader by nature, but I tend to think in terms of systems. When I discovered that the systems to support professional or institutional-grade trading were by and large absent in the crypto space, I set out to create a company dedicated to helping other professional traders to make the transition or migrate to trading cryptocurrencies, but to do so with a set of tools, workflows, and infrastructure that they were familiar with from the more traditional asset classes in which they were trading. What we're trying to do with Logos Block is to offer a simple, single resource for professional traders to begin trading cryptocurrencies without the burden of the learning curve that they would otherwise face.
I certainly appreciate your leading things off here with a great response there. Most helpful. Now, how big is today's cryptocurrency trading universe, and what's distinctive aspects or what distinctive aspects makes it challenging?
The global cryptocurrency market, by most accounts, is valued at more than $250 billion and now includes more than 2,500 different cryptocurrencies and crypto tokens. Now, granted, 70% of the market valuation is concentrated in Bitcoin, and a substantial portion of the actual trading volume is concentrated in the top dozen or so cryptocurrencies. What makes crypto trading so challenging compared to more traditional markets like stocks is that the trading is spread across more than 100 different venues, from domestic regulated trading platforms to fully decentralized trading platforms. As a result, it can be difficult for traders to digest all the different price data, even in a single given cryptocurrency such as Bitcoin. To compound the problem, there are many trading venues, each with their own method of disseminating trades and orders. So traders need to be hyper aware of the fact that data and information from one venue to the next is not necessarily an apples to apples comparison. In order for traders to succeed in this fast-paced environment, they need real-time data consolidated from the world's top crypto trading platforms.
Now, if you would, talk about your team and others you've worked with to help bring your vision to life. That would be some interesting information.
Yeah, we're in an early stage startup headquartered in the greater Seattle area, but our team is spread across several countries. For example, our engineering team hails from Australia, Colombia, Costa Rica, as well as the U.S. Early on, we worked with a blockchain incubator in Phoenix called Polyant Labs. Brad Robertson, a connection I made during my Microsoft days, is the CEO, and the whole Polyant team worked with me to test my assumptions, define a market strategy, identify customer personas, and build out a content and PR plan. It really helped me to solidify my vision for Logos Block.
Now, I understand prior to launching Logos Block, you led a data science team for Microsoft. Tell us a little bit about that.
Sure, Eric. Thanks. My time at Microsoft was essentially a sabbatical from the markets, sandwiched between the dozen or so years I spent in the hedge fund and proprietary trading space and my current work with Logos Block. While I was at Microsoft, I led a data science team embedded within a 300-person information security organization. Our job was to use machine learning to detect more nuanced adversarial behavior in our environments. Using a variety of anomaly detection techniques, we were able to augment our security coverage and enhance our ability to defend against attackers. Being at a leading company like Microsoft was a great experience for me on a number of levels. Not only did I have a chance to ramp up my skills and knowledge in areas such as big data and machine learning, but I was also able to make a number of very fortuitous connections with several great people. For example, it was through a Microsoft connection that I met my co-founder, Brad Robertson, the Polyant CEO I mentioned earlier. That connection proved instrumental in making Logos Block the success it is today.
Really appreciate the feedback there. Really interesting as well. Today we're joined by Eric Kaufhammer, the founder and CEO of Logos Block, a Seattle-based startup created to provide cryptocurrency traders a fully developed trading technology platform that's wired into more than a dozen key crypto trading venues around the world here on Enterprise Radio, a part of VPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Now, continuing on, how did you progress from your tech background to your involvement in the world of cryptocurrencies, crypto trading, and blockchain technology?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think it comes down to the fact that I'm a builder in the sense that all the professional transitions I made in my career came about as a result of me encountering a problem and then crafting a solution to that problem. As I mentioned before, my entry point to the crypto space came by way of stepping back into my trading mode and discovering a need for building a bridge between crypto trading and trading of traditional asset classes. It certainly helped to have a combination of skills. In this case, my software, engineering, financial markets, and to some extent, information security skills and experience came into play.
Now, let's talk about cryptocurrencies. It's been over 10 years, and I can't believe it's already been 10 years since Bitcoin was first introduced, and there are still a lot of naysayers out there. What do you have to say about the skeptics here?
I'd say I'm a healthy skeptic as well, with good reason. It's a volatile asset class. It's also made worse by a lot of bad press and bad actors. It would definitely help if U.S. regulators put some guidelines in place. But so far, lawmakers have been slow to act on that, at least here in the U.S. Right now, we're depending on regulations that can be traced back to the Great Depression. Meanwhile, countries such as Japan, France, Singapore, to name a few, are creating regulatory environments that are much more welcoming to cryptocurrencies and innovation in general. So it remains to be seen exactly where cryptocurrencies will fit into the overall financial asset landscape, I'd say. But overall, I'm optimistic. I think market demands will force regulations eventually. And more importantly, market demands and sophisticated technology will lead to the development of tools and resources that will help sort out the bad actors and dubious crypto projects.
Yeah, thanks for your input there. Most helpful. Now, should the average investor be concerned about the volatility in the crypto market?
Yeah, volatility is a risk and an opportunity. As your listeners know, all investments come with both risk and reward. And with cryptocurrencies, the risks are much higher. Plus, there's a big learning curve for the average investor. Right now, I would suggest the average investor to proceed with caution, or at least make sure they're consulting an investment professional. That's why Logos Block is focused on working with more seasoned crypto investors. They already understand the risks and they already understand the technology. Most importantly, they recognize that volatility can be an opportunity.
For sure on that. And back to Logos Block, I understand you're beta testing a core product. If I'm correct, your team is looking for seasoned traders to participate. Tell our listeners how they can get involved.
Yeah, our beta is being offered to a select group of technology savvy traders seeking accurate real-time data reflecting crypto trading opportunities. This data provides investment professionals with an edge in crypto trading that can be customized to complement their existing trading and data and strategies. I'd say the best place to get more involved is to visit our site, logosblock.com.
Easy enough, and thanks for that. Now finish this sentence, if you would, for our listeners. Logos Block helps cryptocurrencies traders succeed by
providing them with the right tools to identify and capitalize on opportunities in the highly competitive crypto trading world.
Well, Mr. Kaufhammer, it has been more than a pleasure to have had you. We here at EPN wish you and Logos Block continued success. If you would tell our listeners how to find Logos Block, once again, hit that website. And if they want to follow up with your company, where's the best place to do so as well?
Great. Thank you, Eric. Listeners can find more information directly on our site, logosblock.com. Contact information and the sign-up form for the beta are both available on the site. We're looking forward to interacting with your listeners, and thanks a lot for the opportunity to spend time with you discussing Logos Block.
And you're most welcome, and thanks for all that you're doing in the space. And once again, thanks for joining us here today on Enterprise Radio. All the best.
Thank you.
And you're more than welcome. We have been speaking with, once again, Eric Kaufhammer, founder and CEO of Logos Block, a Seattle-based startup created to provide cryptocurrency traders a fully developed trading technology platform that's wired into more than a dozen key crypto trading venues around the world. And for all the details, visit logosblock.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com.
This is the ePodcast Network.